The Normal Town Council has started the process to raise property taxes. The town says the increased revenue will pay for police and fire pensions if ultimately approved later this year. The owner of a $165,000 home would pay $44 more in property taxes. In the studio to talk about the probable tax increase is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Chris, thanks for your time and thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Always good to be here.
Last year, the town raised property taxes to help cover pensions. And last year, that meant an additional $13 on a $165,000 home. This year, a heftier increase. Is meeting the town's pension obligations a moving target in some ways?
Well, it can be, yes. We have set a goal that we would like to our pensions to be 100% funded by 2040. We're mandated by the state of Illinois to do it 90% by 2040, but we felt like 100% was a more attainable goal for us. And really, I think the bottom line on this is the interest assumptions and the interest that we're getting off our pension funds has dropped from the times of the recessions about 3%. So every year we give our actuaries that, you know, our formula that we need to be 100% funded by 2040, and they give us a dollar amount given the current situations to meet that number.
So the interest rates on the town's investments play a larger role than assessed valuation of property?
Yes. Yes.
So because the prediction last year for assessed valuation was a little low, so I thought maybe that was part of it.
It was a little bit low, but we think it's going to increase slightly this year. On our projections, we think the EAV is going to tick up just a slight bit. But traditionally, we have looked and received about 7.5% interest on our pension funds, and we're down about 5.5% now.
How does the ongoing lifelong obligation for these first responder benefits affect hiring decisions in those areas?
Well, it has changed. I'd say what's called a tier one and a tier two. Recent hires from the last year or two in police and fire are on a different pension system than people that have been holding that job. That has come from the state primarily. They make all the funding or all the pension benefit decisions. We have no control over that. And so what they've done is there's a tier where the benefits are lower, but it's probably going to take us 10 to 15 years to work through that.
Bloomington is facing a structural deficit in part due to pension obligations, and some aldermen are reticent to increase property taxes. Here's what Scott Black had to say yesterday on Sound Ideas.
We have to be looking at how can we reduce services or how do we change the delivery of those services. I am tapped out on revenue enhancements. I think that the citizens are as well, and they want to see the city live a little bit tighter.
Do you think town residents are much different than Bloomington residents?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to. Some people value the services that we give, and that was noted in public comment last night at the council meeting that people realize that. It is, Scott's right, it's a balancing act. The pensions are not. We have to fund those pensions.
Chris Koos is the mayor of the town of Normal. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.